RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not bad.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock here live on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Koziol along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're live and on the air here in Lewiston at beautiful Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course. And we are here for the next hour on WGR Sports Radio 550 with you, your best spot for local golf talk here in Western New York. Kevin Sylvester is at the Palmetto Championship working for PGA Tour Radio. We'll get to him coming up in just a little bit here later on in the show. But we've got a lot here to get to, including a couple of guests. Joe Bach, the head PGA Pro here, is with us from Seneca Hickory Stick, and Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western New York PGA. So we'll have a lot here early on in the show about the Western New York PGA and its programs. Joe doing a wonderful job with a lot of these programs here at Seneca Hickory Stick. So we'll have some insight on the programs that they do, how they impact maybe you in Western New York as a golfer, and if you'd like to get involved in some of these programs. We'll have that coming up here over the course of the first half hour of the show. As I mentioned, Kevin Sylvester, he's at the Palmetto Championship in South Carolina. We'll check in with him a little bit later on what's going on the PGA Tour as the pros getting ready for next week's U.S. Open, which of course we'll finish the show with our highly anticipated picks for next week. Jeff, I know you've got your pick ready.
I do.
Okay.
I'm always prepared. I have one name. I reach in the hat and I pull out the same name every time for every major.
That's right.
Yes.
BK, the same initials as me.
That's right. Exactly.
That's right. Used to be T-Dub, but now it's...
It used to be T-Dub, and then it was Dustin. And
yes.
Now every time a major happens, that's my pick right now.
That's right. And Koepka had more this week on online with Bryson DeChambeau. So
he's trying to get that bonus pool money is what he's trying to do from the PGA Tour, it sounds like. Man.
Absolutely. All right, so we got a lot to get to. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, Ryder Cup Report, Champions Tour Report, all coming up here from Seneca Hickory Stick. But let's say good morning to our guests, and we'll start with Joe Bach here, the head golf professional. Joe, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks, Brian. And Jeff, thanks for coming out. Steve Barkowski for the invite to host you guys out here at Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course. It's an honor, as always. Robert Trent Jones Jr. Design here. It's 11 seasons I've been here and watched everything develop here.
And we're here because of all the programs you run, and to honor you for all the stuff that you do really well with our PGA programs. And real quick, why don't you start off with a little bit of that? Tell us some of the programs that, if people are interested in golf and all the different things that you're doing here that make this place great.
One of the things is the PGA Junior League. being a public golf course, finding space for juniors to play golf can be difficult at times. And one of the goals that I had in growing up playing Little League and Little League hockey, and what a great idea. Jerseys on kids, yeah, playing golf. It's not what score you had, but it's just going out and playing. And we joined the Western New York North Division, and I get a chance to get the kids out there, play golf. And, you know, last year with the pandemic, right, everything was kind of shut down. But I saw people at the driving range, and we got back to golf in June. You know, we were protecting the juniors from coming out, but they kept coming to the driving range. And then when we got the okay to do it, we weren't going to other golf courses. But one thing I found, 16 kids signed up for PGA Junior League. And I was pretty excited to see that. And every Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, we got out there. And with the parents going around this wonderful golf course here. And it could be a challenge for any player, any level, but the kids just love being out there. 6 o'clock, they come in, get the range balls.
But it's fun, right?
It's fun. The kids are having fun.
Yeah.
It's all about fun. I teach them the value of how I grew up. You know, my dad used to take me out to the golf course, 7 a.m. Had a wonderful golf professional that said, "Hey, Joe, welcome. Get out and play." Mm-hmm. It wasn't, "Hey, how old are you and what time it is to play?" Yeah. So the PGA Junior League offers a chance for the kids to get out and play golf. And, you know, I'll work with their golf game. They're already, some of them are getting instruction. Some are like, "Hey, Joe, show me how to play the game." And the parents don't know anything about the game.
Yeah, you think they think they do.
No, they
like
don't.
To tell yeah. you what to keep your head down, son. Swing easy. Yeah. Well, that's, I digress.
That's right. Right.
That's, yeah,
right.
That's my pet peeve.
But with that, you know, we had four groups going out there from 6 o'clock to 8:30. And we, you know, as the sun goes down, the kids don't want to leave the golf course. That was one of the things that I saw last year. Everybody getting involved. And we had the blue team and we had the orange team. We had so many kids. And it was great to see that and really get involved with it. And how can you say no to that program? You just can't. And, "Oh, no, we're too busy this year. We got too many golfers." No, we found a way to get them out here and play.
Sweet.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because that's the future of golf. Those are your future customers, and you want them to love the game. And obviously doing that is such a great thing.
And you can tell by your excitement you're having fun running it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Just how you speak about it. And the kids, they always have fun. And Mr. Barkowski can tell us a lot.
Yeah, let's bring in our other guest here this morning, Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western PGA. If you're a regular listener to the show, thank you. And you, of course, may have heard Stephen from time to time as he's joined us throughout Western New York PGA, a big part of Tee to Green here on a regular basis, not only with our weekly tip of the week, but a...
Well, they're a big part of golf in Western New York, and that's why they're affiliated with our show, yeah.
That's right. Steve, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. Thank you, as always, for having me. Joe, beautiful setting here at Seneca Hickory Stick. Happy to be here. As always, yes, golf is rock and roll, and we're excited to be part of the show and part of the fold and the mix here.
Yeah, and... You know, you and I talk usually in the winter months leading up to our season here of kind of booking of where we're going to go across Western New York. And I know that, you know, some of the shows that we do where we like to talk about the Western New York PGA, you said, "Hey, let's get up to Hickory Stick because Joe does such a wonderful job with our programs," and, you know, a chance to highlight that. And obviously Joe here to talk about that too. But I know that's a big reason why you're excited to be here today too. A lot of what the Western New York PGA initiatives and goals and objectives are, Steve, I know Joe hits a lot of them here.
Yeah, exactly. We're excited when you offered us the opportunity to take the show here. Joe was a very inspiring PGA professional in our section. We talk about this all the time. We run a lot of programs in the PGA and the Western New York PGA, and they're all based around the idea of trying to get kids or adults introduced to the game of golf. Give them access to a game that they could play for their life. And that's exactly what Joe's doing. Talked about Junior League here that I think we started maybe 5-6 years ago. We helped pay for the first tee team out here at Seneca Hickory Stick through our foundation. And since then, Joe has done such a phenomenal job. He now has his own teams running here. Another thing that Joe has going on later this year, we've actually got drive, chip, and putt. The chance to go to Augusta National later here, I think July 22nd, free event. We'll have 100, 200 kids out on this range trying to make it to Augusta National. So if you haven't signed up for that, take a look. If you're in the area for Seneca Hickory Stick, come out and do that. That'd be great.
It's free. We talk about it every year on the show, and it's a great event. It's a fun day for the kids, too.
It's so it's so cool if you've never had your kid get the name announced on the front tee, like, or you're on the first tee, like, this is your chance. They go up and they hit three drives. My son's done it a few times. They announce their name, their town of where they live, and then they hit three drives, and everybody gives the nice golf clap, and then they go over to the green and chip three, and then they go over to the putting green and chip three, and then you watch the other kids in your age group do it, and then...
Yeah, there's the electronic scoreboard.
The boys and the girls get to see their names on the scoreboard. Everybody gets a cool gift, and...
Everybody makes a new buddy.
Yeah. And it's a really, really cool time. I know Kevin Sylvester, who obviously will join us later in the show here, his son Dylan and my son Jack, the four of us now, we've made it a tradition that we go get donuts afterwards, too. So, like, it's... Get donuts afterwards. But, I mean,
that's a tradition for a lot of things you do, Brian.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. How come most of the traditions I involve involve food in some capacity? That's right. Joe Bach, the PGA Pro here from Seneca Hickory Stick. Stephen Barkowski, the Executive Director of the Western New York PGA. Joining me, Brian Colesio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas. As I said, Kevin Sylvester at the Palmetto Championships, working hard this week for PGA Tour Radio. We'll bring in Kevin toward the end of the show to get an update on what's going on there. Dustin Johnson playing well. We'll talk about him and his chances at the U.S. Open. But, Joe, we mentioned drive, chip, and putt. That's going to be a great event here. Junior League is something that is really just nationally taken off. But I know in Western New York here, every year, it seems like the numbers are growing up. And what I would say fun, relaxed, no pressure sort of spot for kids to come and play in a competitive fashion in a spot, though, where they can feel comfortable no matter what level they're at and no matter what age they're at.
And then to that end, there's that doubles golf, right? And isn't that basically the same concept but for couples?
Right.
Or not necessarily couples, for other people. Yes.
Well, yeah. One thing I learned over the winter season here, and I'm always looking at trying to bring new programs to the facility, is doubles golf, and the idea behind it, it just makes sense because you see the couples come out in the evening, and you see, you can have a good mixture. Now I saw one facility using juniors and the parents playing now.
You can do anything, right? You can pair any two people together. Yeah. It's not necessarily men and women.
No, it's a new program, so it's still coming out. We had... I think we had four clubs the first season hop on board. Now we got nine facilities, including Seneca Hickory Stick. They're going to play throughout the year, and it's a men's division, a women's division, a senior division, a mixed couple, and now we have parent-child. And all they do, they play two-person scramble, have a lot of fun. At the end of the season, we're going to host actually a national qualifier at Glen Oak, and they have the opportunity to go see Jack Nicklaus at the Bears Club. So,
and who's the defending champion for the national champion? It's nice how you kind of slightly slid that in there, Steve.
A national championship. But
Steven won last year.
Yes. Congrats. Thank you. The goal of the program is, we talk about how we want to get juniors involved in the game of golf, but if you're an adult, because it is for 25 years and older doubles golf, if you're an adult and never played golf before, you do not have to have any skill or knowledge of the sport to come out and play doubles golf. We make it fun. There's a max double bogey, so you can't get higher than a double bogey. And it's funny that we had our first night at Glen Oak at our home site last night. We had 70 people on the back patio at Glen Oak, live music after the round. But, one thing that a couple said to me this week was, we love the golf, but it's more for, we drop off our kid with our parents, we go out for a night, and we just have a blast. Yeah.
And you're running that here, right?
We're going to be starting in a couple weeks here. Nice. We're just looking at the perfect date for us. We added a league recently that's starting on the 23rd, which is a similar concept, just to get people out to the golf course, because everybody keeps asking me, hey, where's the leagues at, or how can I join this league? And we already have two leagues that we host here. So I thought the doubles golf would be one way to introduce getting our patrons that frequent the golf course and just get them more involved and hang out and have a beverage after, maybe grab some excellent food here on the patio, and when the sun sets on the patio, it's a great setting out here.
Yeah, we're on the patio here now, overlooking the shared green on the golf course, right? 9 and 18 here, Joe. I know that's probably a feature that people will remember from playing here.
Yes, it is. We have our par 3, which goes across the water, but we just switched the 9s, and everybody's been asking, hey, why don't we switch the 9s here? Well, we did, and now you're hitting into a long par 5.
To finish.
Yeah. Go for it or hit it in the water, which is just off to the right.
Those aren't the only two options. go further, hit it in the water.
I see a lot of love players here up the right side here, and it's because of the slope of the fairway here. But, no, you can hit it at the clubhouse, and that's what one of my tips is. When you're looking from 250 out, aim at the clubhouse because you'll find yourself right next to the
green. So we should have our eyes, our head on a swivel here, huh, up in the patio?
Not yet. Not yet. It's too early for that.
That's right. Speaking of tips here, let's get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. So here at Hickory Stick, you may see what looks like heather areas, different rough areas. Let's talk about hitting out of rough, hitting out of maybe higher grass with our Tip of the Week here. Joe, why don't you get us started here? Obviously, this never happens to me, but if my ball just somehow happened to take a bad bounce off of like the sprinkler head in the dead center of the fairway and maybe veer into some rough, I need this tip. So help me out here, Joe.
I got you, Brian.
What do we do here in rough? Like, what are some keys to thinking about when the ball's in the rough in terms of how to making some really good contact on it?
You know, one of the things is they look in the rough and think, oh, geez, how am I going to get this out? They use less loft is what I see because people are trying to get to the hole. But one of the things, a basic tip that I use with my beginner golfers is, hey, just grab a 9-iron, chip it out when you're in the fairway, rough area. Around the greens, you know, play a little bit more forward to get underneath the golf ball. That will actually send it higher. And if you want to use less loft to run it up on our long greens here, use less loft when you're out in front. As long as the ball's sitting up, but if it's sitting down, you got to get more contact directly on the golf ball, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I like to. I like your thought. People usually take too little loft, and then they don't get the ball up and out of the rough. Especially if you're, you know, if you're in the rough trying to hit it under a tree, that doesn't work. You know, you need some loft to get it out. I like to move the ball back in my stance a little bit to get a little steeper angle on that golf ball, so I get less grass between the golf ball and the club face. Take a little more loft. And lean a little left. I try to get my center of gravity in front of the golf ball. So I'm a right-handed golfer. I'll take the placket of my shirt and try to move it in front of the golf ball. So that helps create a descending blow. And then lastly, manage your expectations. You know, if you're going to lay up, lay up. You know, if you're going to lay up, you don't need to squeeze another 20 yards out of your layup. Or if you can't reach the green, then put it in a spot where you can get up and down instead of trying to reach the green. It's where you try to play that hero ball out of the rough, where I think people get into a lot of trouble. So yeah, it's a very simple. Move the ball back in your stance. Lean a little more forward. Take a little more loft. And take a good aggressive swing. You watch Tiger hit him. He's going after it pretty hard.
One thing that you always hear about the rough, and Jeff and Joe, maybe you guys can talk about it, is the flyer lie. Okay. You know, you talk about when you see players even on the PGA Tour, they talk about a flyer lie and they hit it over the green. Can you explain that and how you can see what it is? Or
that won't really happen in the deep rough. That happens kind of from that first cut a little bit.
Is that where the ball might be even sitting up a little?
Yeah, it'll be sitting up a little bit. And what happens is you'll get just a bit of grass or a little bit of moisture between your club face and the ball, and it'll take the spin off it. So that ball will launch extra far. So it comes out flatter, and you can tell as soon as you hit it, it's like a rocket. So if you hit a 9 or an 8 iron or a 7 or something like that, and you catch a flyer, it doesn't come off like it normally would come off, where it spins up the club face and it has all that. It comes out flatter and hotter. And that happens. It's something as a player you learn to identify from playing a little bit more, and you see that situation usually on the first cut of rough, sometimes in the fairway. It's kind of nice when you're trying to hit a par 5 and 2, though, and you've got something like that, and you need to get a little extra distance out of it. But, yeah, you need to identify it and be aware of it. And I always say, people, be careful of those flyer lies, because long is usually bad. It's usually harder on a golf course. And catching a flyer downwind, now you're in some trouble. Yeah, I always tell people, don't pull it downwind, and try not to catch flyers downwind. So the way to avoid catching a flyer, though, is maybe a little softer swing, maybe a little bit more loft. That'll help mitigate that to some degree.
And I guess I'll add in my two cents here quickly from the three of you that know this very well. Just, it's all about just checking your ego at the door, I think, a little too here. Like, yes, okay, your normal distance for whatever your club is from, let's say you're 180 out, like whatever you normally hit there, if the ball's in the rough and it's sitting down, or there's fescue or heather or something like that, like as you said, you may not reach the green, and that's okay. You can still make a par that way. Like, but you know, if for some reason you don't take enough loft and you're trying to hit like a 5-iron out of that or something, and then all of a sudden you top the ball and now you're still in trouble.
Yeah, you don't want to chase one bad shot with another. So if you've hit a bad shot or you're in a bad spot, get yourself back in play. You know, it's like, obviously you're trying to hit the green. The more speed you have, the easier it is to get out of the rough. But, yeah, just don't compound one bad shot and hit another bad shot. That's when you start making those big numbers, and those are not fun.
Yeah. Also, good timing talking about rough. We're going to see quite a bit of that, I'm sure, at Torrey Pines this upcoming week when we watch the U.S. Open.
That's going
to
be
awesome. We've been seeing some videos already. Xander Schauffele tweeted out a video of just him essentially hacking, like he's doing yard work, and he couldn't get the ball out around the green. It's going to be a challenge for them this week.
Colin Morikawa whiff. Did I pronounce that last week? You're going to see a couple whiffs this week or next week at Torrey Pines, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. We're with Joe Bach, the PGA Pro here at Seneca Hickory Stick, live in Lewiston on their beautiful patio overlooking the 9th and 18th greens. Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western PGA, joining me, Brian Colziel, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis, and that was your Western New York PGA tip of the week. You can check out more good insight, get yourself started with a PGA professional. Go to their website, WNYPGA.com. Before we let Joe go here, Joe, I know one thing that's very important to you, you were talking about even before we went on air here, some of the things and activities you do for veterans and raising money for charities. I know you're involved in the annual Western New York PGA hockey game. I know you do some other great fundraising events, so I'm looking here for you. Here's your chance to brag a little about all the great stuff that you do, because I know that's really important to you.
Yeah, it is. Attending events at the PGA show, the Folds of Honor, is very close. I have many military friends, and I respect what they do. But also giving back to when we lose someone that's, what they say, it's freedom isn't free, right? And remembering those people. So we participate in Patriot Golf Weekend here and sponsoring the Folds of Honor. So we sponsored the prizes. People had a chance for $20 to hit close to the pin. We have 5 par threes here. So at the first tee, our starters took over. Actually, one of them is a Marine veteran that he wore the hat and everything, and does a great job for us. And everybody was just like, here's $20, and you get 5 opportunities to hit close to the pin, and it goes out and through the whole day till the last tee time goes out there. Then I go out there and collect them. All the close to the pins, and then we set up for the next day. And actually, we raised over $2,500 just from that event alone. And we'll be doing another event come Labor Day weekend as well.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, that helps the foundation, that's for sure.
Yeah. And speaking of that, Steve, I know Folds of Honor, some of the items we talked about here, Patriot Golf, Hope, Reach, all these other foundations that the Western PGA is involved with. We're going to do an event in September that I know we're going to be involved with Tee to Green, Tee It Up for Troops, and that's going to be a cool event that's coming up at Wanaka Country Club.
Yeah, and congratulations, Joe. That's phenomenal what you're doing for the veterans and all the charities that you're involved in. I can't wait to see you on the ice later this fall again.
Thanks,
but
me too.
Yeah, we're excited. We actually have Tee to Green now involved, you and Kevin for the Tee It Up for the Troops, and I've been fortunate to sit on this committee for a big charitable fundraising golf event at Wanaka Country Club every year. It's right around September 11th every year. We're actually going to have dinner on the 20th anniversary this year, September 11th, to kick off the event.
Excellent.
Justin Constantine is a veteran that actually had a little accident, and now he's a motivational speaker. He's coming in phenomenal. So you get to come to the dinner, watch some motivational speak, and then Monday, we've got enough room for about 200 golfers, and the event goes back to the local community. It goes to PGA Hope, which is helping our Patriots everywhere, Higher Ground, which is another veteran organization, as well as a few others. It all gets split. So if you're looking to come play Wanaka Country Club this September 13th for a good cause, at a good golf course, we have an opportunity through the Tee It Up for the Troops event. And now, again, Tee to Green's involved, so you'll see Kevin and Brian out there playing a little bit.
And that drive-in that day is great because they put the flags all the way up that winding driveway at Wanaka Country Club, and that starts with that, and the whole day is just amazing. I've been there for it. It's a fun, fun day.
We actually had we try to every year get a speaker out. We actually had David Bellavia there a few years ago, which was an absolute honor to hear what he had to say. So if you're an individual that just wants to give back to the veteran community, that's a really big event. And for the money raised, I think last year, even during COVID, we raised over $70,000 for the local veteran community.
And you just had a great event, a long drive event at Glen Oak. What was it, last weekend? Tell us about that.
Yeah, last Friday it was the inaugural. We actually had we put up a turf mat right by the back patio at Glen Oak.
Provided by Custom Turf.
Yes, provided by Custom Turf. We brought in lights, and there was actually a young gentleman. I think he plays on our junior tour, Robbie Sihulik. And he hit it 328 or something like that and won the long drive contest. But it was just for the fun. And we raised, I think, $1,100 for Special Olympics, which is one of the causes that our PGA section is very involved in, which supports two athletes for the year. And it was a lot of fun. We actually had Jeremy Powers. You ever see the Swingman? If you haven't seen the Swingman, look him up on Instagram. He's got a unique kind of swing, but he's a professional long driver. He got it to, I think, 400.
Wow.
He was hitting some bombs. It was pretty cool.
That's amazing.
That's impressive to watch, yeah.
Even with the limited flake balls on the range, too.
Yeah. So, Joe, the course looks great, as it always does, coming up here. I know you said the nines are flipped this year. Anything else to pass along about what's going on here this year golf-wise? I mean, it looks amazing here from the patio, just overlooking. We can see quite a bit of holes here just from sitting on the patio.
Yes, you can. One of the things is we got back to golf this year, and now things are opening up, is our in-house events, in-house scrambles that we started. We had the Cinco de Mayo event back in May. We also had our opening day, which was well-received. So July, August, September on a Saturday for a minimal amount for about the price of a weekend rate. We'll feed you, we'll give some prizes away, and have fun with your foursome in a scramble format here. That's one of the things I like to promote. And it gets everybody involved. And, you know, beginning of the year, everybody asked me, so you're going to have the events? You're going to have the events? We've done it since we've opened the golf course. And it's exciting to see everybody get excited, go out, hit golf balls, and enjoy a day with their friends.
Yeah. Well, Joe, I know Steve said it, but great job for all the initiatives and the programs and juniors and all the things you do for veterans and PGA Reach and PGA Hope and all those sort of things. Great job. So. Congratulations.
Thank
you. You should be very proud of all that.
Thank you very much. I'm humbled by the honor.
Yep. Joe Bach, the head golf professional here at Seneca Hickory Stick. Stephen Barkowski is going to stick with us for a little bit more here on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about the Junior Tour and also an event that we're excited to have come back this year, the Duster Putting Challenge, coming back, seeking of another event for charity.
New and improved, though. New and improved.
That's right. We'll have that coming up. Our U.S. Open picks, Kevin Sylvester from the Palmetto Championship in South Carolina, all coming your way here as we step aside here. Our first time out from Seneca Hickory Stick in Lewiston. Along with PGA Pro Jeff Minas, I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Let's get the latest on the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup Report is being brought to you by Jumpa Agency, Main Street in Clarence.
Time for the Ryder Cup Report as we welcome you back here to Seneca Hickory Stick. Brian Colzie, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas and the Executive Director of the Western New York PGA, Stephen Barkowski. Thanks to Joe Bach, the head PGA professional here at Hickory Stick, for joining us last segment. If you missed it and you want to hear more, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com, a little bit later this morning. I'll also tweet out the link as well, so make sure you follow me on Twitter at BrianWGR. Okay, Ryder Cup standings. Dustin Johnson playing very well this week at the Palmetto Championship. We'll get a live report from Kevin Sylvester in our next segment, but he is atop the Ryder Cup standings. Bryson DeChambeau is in second. Justin Thomas is in third. Colin Morikawa in fourth. Brooks Koepka in fifth. Xander Schauffele is in sixth. The biggest mover is, after last week's win, Patrick Cantlay. He moved up from 14th to 8th, but the guys around him with the six captain's picks for Steve Stricker, you've got Reed, Cantlay, Finau, Spieth, Berger, Simpson, Horschel, Scheffler, Kokrak, Mickelson, Homa, Zalatoris.
How do we ever lose?
You only can get six out of all those guys.
Yeah, how do we ever lose these things? Every year I go into, how could we ever lose a Ryder Cup? But we end up losing it way more than we should.
And this week, or this year, it'll be at Whistling Straits. And Steve, that's a PGA of America run event. Can the U.S. get it done this year? Can we think?
I sure hope so. And yeah, it's we're
Jeff
excited
makes a good
about...
point. I mean, that lineup's pretty stacked, yeah. No matter who we go with.
Well, the good thing is it's in the States this year. I think when we go overseas, they kind of tighten the fairways a little bit. And
oh, yeah.
We've got some good bombers, but sometimes they don't hit it too straight. So,
yeah.
But I like our chances this year. And you know, I know we had to postpone it last year because of COVID. So I was just we were just talking off air. Yeah. I'm trying to go this year. I've never been to one actually. Love to see a Ryder Cup, so I'm excited for it.
So well, cool.
I think this the obviously the home team gets to set up the course. And where was it last time? It was in Minnesota at.
Of course, yeah. If Kevin were here, he would know that answer like this.
I know. Yeah. But when the U.S. won, it was set up wide fairways, risk-reward holes. Then you're right. When it was in Europe, very tight, tough pin locations. Accuracy was huge. And when you got Henrik Stenson, who can do his three-wood like on a laser line,
yeah.
You know how straight, the U.S. guys struggled. But, I mean, I would guess, you know, For all your power that you have, I would tell the PGA of America course setup team, hey, make sure these fairways are wide, right? I mean, we want to take advantage of the U.S. length.
They got some bashers, too, though. Yeah, everybody oh, for bashes sure, it in the game now.
In general, I think the U.S. team, I also like, that's more of the, what their game's about, I think.
I think home being in your home country, too, yeah. has got to help when they're root. I mean, I think it's fun when they root against them, and it probably motivates the players. But having them, you know, a bigger crowd rooting for you, and they'll get a chance to play that place a bunch between now and then, which will help also.
So the Ryder Cup in Wisconsin at Whistling Straits, the next time the U.S. will be at home will be at Bethpage Black. So that'll be nice and close if you want to go to that. And, of course, don't forget the 2023 PGA Championships at Oak Hill. So
already got meetings, right?
We're already planning for the 2023 PGA Championship. But you talk about the Ryder Cup and Bethpage Black. I mean, anyone that's listening to this radio show right now can go play Bethpage Black before now and then to see what the Ryder Cup is. And I suggest if you can take a trip, go to play Bethpage. It's a public park. You may have to get there at 4 a.m. in the morning and wait in the parking lot line because there's a big bag line, but play it so then when you watch the Ryder Cup, you can actually see where they're hitting and what they're trying to do for the Ryder Cup.
And if you get a chance to go to a Ryder Cup, I mean, the major championship we had at Oak Hill, multiple major championships, and we've been fortunate to be inside the ropes for those events. It's a super cool atmosphere. The Ryder Cup is that on amped up on a whole bunch of Mountain Dews in the morning. It's ridiculous, and there's so many fewer groups. There's so much bigger crowds around. The roars are louder. It's a really neat event.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Stephen Barkowski with us here, the executive director of the Western Europe PGA, as we're live at Hickory Stick here in Lewiston on the beautiful patio. A couple other programs that the Western Europe PGA is heavily involved in. We talked about Drive, Chip, and Putt and Junior League that you can get your kids involved with. But if your kid is maybe a little bit more into golf, serious golfer, or wants to play really competitive and play their own ball, the junior tour, I know, has really taken off.
Yeah, if you've got a kid that's going to be getting out of school soon, we have a lot of events up and coming. We've already run it, the Western York PGA Junior Tour. Exactly. If you're a kid ages 10 to 18, you either play 9 holes or 18, depending on your age. It's a blast. We've run 15 events so far. From early April, it's open to any kids. We take them around to 30 different courses throughout the year. They play for Player of the Year points, have a championship at Stafford in the end. And you know, it's funny that the tour is twofold, right? We see players, you know, like the Gavin Halls that might be have played on our tour and go to try to play on the PGA Tour. But we also see kids that just want to go out, see friends, make friends, have something to do in the summer. So really, you don't have to be someone who shoots 70 or below. You could shoot 110 on our tour, and that's fine. It's just learning the game, learning how to manage the course on your own. So it's a great tour for kids looking to do stuff throughout the summer.
Plus, you get to play really cool places and other facilities that you might not have access to normally, and you get to play. Yeah, and like they make tons of buds. Your son plays, right, Brian?
Yeah, Jack's been playing in the 9-hole boys division, and he loves it. And the three of us, my wife and I, we kind of make a day out of it. We're going to a new course for me. You know, I like to see a new golf course and walk and get a chance to see Jack play. But we make a day of it. Then we're like, hey, Let's go to. Let's find a restaurant afterwards in the town. See, look at him. I'm having food again afterwards. Here. See, look, I didn't. We try to make a little day of it. You know, I'm supporting local business, Jeff. Stop making it all about me here.
Yeah, jeez. But we've got 80 kids over this weekend playing. Bob Ashley, as a PGA professional, he heads up our junior tour operations. He's heading to Gowanda this afternoon. Then they head to Elkdale tomorrow. So it's every weekend right now. Once school lets out, it's during the weekdays too. But plenty of room left. We still have over 15 events left on the tour.
Plus, it's run so professionally. Like, there's other junior tours, and you bring a pencil. And this is a professional. They get scorecards. There's a nice scoreboard, the tee. Everything's run sweet, and it feels like a big event when you're a kid. When you're walking out to that tee, It feels like you're in a tournament, which is what you want to feel.
Yeah, and just a few more things we do have upcoming this month, too. In addition to the junior tour, if you're someone that's maybe even on a higher level than the junior tour, we have... it's called a four-tour junior championship. The last weekend in June, we actually partnered up with the International Junior Masters. So now the winner of that is going to get a spot into the 2022 International Junior Masters, which is a phenomenal event run by David Jones, PGA professional at East Aurora Country Club. And it's a regional event. So we've got kids coming from Central New York. We've got kids coming from Pittsburgh. Great event, fun two-day event, 36 hole. And then 2 days later, we actually have our junior PGA championship qualifier. Boys and girls will have the opportunity to qualify for the national PGA championship later this year. So plenty of junior events if you're looking to play in the month of June.
Yeah, if you've got any golf questions, I always should just go to the PGA website, because it's basically soup to nuts, cradle to grave. We got you covered for golf.
Yep, WNYPGA.com. We'll be at East Aurora 2 weeks from now, previewing the International Junior Masters.
That's always a fun event with the kids hanging around and everything else. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, last year, of course, there wasn't any event, but we had a few of the competitors come on, and some of the members at East Aurora were there and giving them some claps and everything. That was pretty cool. So hopefully we'll have a chance to do that and speak with some competitors again for that IGM event. But yeah, growing the game, it's a big thing, and getting everybody involved to have fun. And that's what our annual now... turned into annual Duster Putting Challenge is all about here too. It's coming back this year, and with a little new look and a new location. We're going to be at Glen Oak, which we're excited about too, and the event will be in August. We've got the official date and time still set to be determined and confirmed. We'll have that hopefully in the next week or so, but we're excited to bring that back, and it's a unique event. It's essentially a putting challenge on Glen Oak's huge putting green, but we make it into a real fun event with music and lights, and you come out and you get your name announced, and you go around and you putt, and then your name's on the scoreboard. The Western PGA guys are there to help run it, and Jeff, you serve as our official rules official / celebrity.
Right, / Mick Ultra holder. Yeah,
that's right.
Night. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a super neat atmosphere to be around, because everybody's just putting and having a good time. I think we're going to go with a little different format this year to get players through a little quicker, couple waves, and and the PGA is going to be running it, so we know it'll be run professionally. Not that it wasn't before, but there'll be extra little add-ons there, and the food. It'll be a wonderful evening to spend with some friends. Yes.
Yes, and another opportunity to come out and raise money for another good cause.
Yeah, we're excited for it. I'm happy it's back. I know we had to take last year off, but talk about all these things, right, and golf and getting back to what normalcy is for us in this world. And we're excited. I mean, I remember, I think I've been part of it for 3 years or so, when it was at Fox Valley, and watching the final matches under the lights of the gentlemen competing, ladies and gentlemen competing. I mean, it's just a unique event, an 18-hole event on one putting green. Where do you see that? And yeah, Jeff said, we're going to do some shotguns, I think, this year to get people through quicker. I'm excited to see
I know my daughter likes to volunteer, even though she doesn't compete, because it's just fun to be there. So, it's a cool event.
The best putter in Western New York. And it's open to anyone. Cool, open to everyone. Anybody. And anyone, juniors, parents.
Your dad was in the mix there for a while, remember?
My dad has been runner-up a few years. He just can't get over the snide.
Yeah, not like you. You're a national champion.
Exactly. Right.
That's right. Well, you know, everybody can aspire. Yeah. That's right. I ask you this every time we have you on, Steve, because I think it's important, because we have obviously new listeners all the time. But golf has taken on a new craze here, which is great. We're all here to help promote the game. We all love the game. We want as many people to enjoy it with us as possible. But somebody's listening right now that probably maybe is thinking about getting going and starting golf and getting involved in playing. And I think it's important that I know somebody might be hearing this for a second or third time, but I think for our listeners that are hearing this for the first time that are trying to get started in golf, what can they do? Because I know they have you have plenty of options, whether you're a kid, whether you're a senior, it doesn't matter, age level, skill level, like if you want to get started, what should you do?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a very simple question to me. Yeah. You know, you'd find your local golf facility that has a PGA logo similar to here at Seneca Hickory Stick. You see that PGA logo, find your PGA golf professional at the facility and ask them how you can get involved in the game of golf, because these are the experts in the game, the swing, and everything involved in getting your journey. We talk about it's kind of a what we talk about in the Western New York PGA. We want to help you with your journey. We have a team and we have PGA professionals that just love the game of golf, like probably many of the listeners on the show.
Yeah, and that's why you get in the business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We want to help you maximize your fun in the game of golf, whatever that is, whether it's you just want to start as a junior or you're someone who wants to feel comfortable coming out to a country club because you've never been there before. So, yeah, very simple. Go to your local golf course, find that PGA logo. When you find that PGA logo, talk to that PGA professional on how to get involved.
Yeah, I never understood why people would go to lessons for somebody who's not a PGA professional. PGA.coach, you know, that's one of the things. All we do all the time is learn to be better teachers and interact with good teachers and run junior programs and teach people. And then you're gonna go somewhere else for somebody who was a good player and get a lesson. It's different teaching than it is playing. It's way different.
Yeah, I mean, you could make a good point again. And a lot of our PGA professionals, I know Joe and Jeff here, they're now ADM certified. What does that mean? That's athletic development model. They're actually continuing to learn as a PGA professional about new techniques to get people in the game. And it's a new concept with the Olympic Association that golf doesn't need to start with kids having swings on the golf course. They might actually just want to come to a golf course, run from cone to cone to cone, just to see the golf course and then learn later on, because we want to build athletes, not just golfers.
Yeah, it's based on the hockey model. And and as a PGA pro, you're always learning these things. You know, TPI has been a wonderful tool for us to be better teachers. Everything throughout the years, you know, we used to teach multiple systems of golf. I think everything's congealed down. Now we actually know what makes a good golf swing and what the parameters are. You know, yep. You don't have to swing the same way, but we know how to teach kids and we know how to teach people with disabilities, and we've learned so much over the last 20 years in this industry. That's why you're right. Look for that PGA logo when you're looking for an instructor.
Yeah, if you live up here in the North Towns near Lewiston, you can come on right into the clubhouse, ask to see Joe. He can get you started, whether it's through him or even another PGA professional. Even if you don't live around here, you can contact Jeff.
Contact Steve.
You can contact Steve.
Look at the Western PGA site. There's a million ways.
WNYPGA.com. You can go to the Western PGA offices if you're by Glen Oak. If you just send me even a tweet on Twitter or an email, like, I'll set you up with, hey, where do you live? Okay, go to see this PGA professional at such and such a course. Right. Like, we can get you
even
set up.
If they're
for
at
that.
A private club a lot of times, they'll take you in for lessons.
And you love, I mean, looking at Joe and looking at Jeff here, their passion. I mean, we're passionate about this because we love the game and it's done so much for us that we just want to give people the opportunity to have the same fun that we had growing up playing golf.
Yep. And learning the right way makes it way easier than having your buddy try to tell you to keep your head down and swing easy out there.
Yeah. All right, before we go to break here, time for our Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. The American Family Insurance Championship going on this week in Madison, Wisconsin. Through one round, I love this name, of course. Miguel Angel Jimenez is leading 7-under par. Jerry Kelly, 2 shots back, 5-under par. Jim Furyk amongst the group, 3 shots back at 4. But yes, Jimenez is your leader.
Jimenez.
That's right. I got to get the European pronunciation in there a little better. He is leading this week on the Champions Tour. Okay, when we come back, Kevin Sylvester live at the Palmetto Championship, the PGA Tour there this week. And the pros are getting ready for next week's U.S. Open. So we'll have our picks for the U.S. Open along with Kevin's report from the Palmetto Championship. When we step aside here live from Seneca Hickory Stick, we're on the beautiful patio here in Lewiston overlooking the golf course. And we'll be back with more Tee to Green right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. A Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
It is time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard as we welcome you back here on Tee to Green live at Hickory Stick. You're in beautiful Lewiston. We're on the patio as we've got just one final segment left here to go on Tee to Green. The leaderboard this week, the PGA Tour guys are at the Palmetto Championship at Congaree. Our Kevin Sylvester is there. Kevin, good morning. Chesson Hadley is your leader through two rounds, but I'm sure the talk is about Dustin Johnson. He's in second place, two off the lead, as he preps for next week's U.S. Open.
Yeah, I mean, DJ's the attraction in Koepka coming into it. Koepka did not make the cut. Good to see Chesson playing well. I've been working hard on getting a swing that he could be more trusting in, and Dustin Johnson working on his putting so much so. You know, in round one, he made an 81-foot chip. It goes down as a chip. It was off the green. A lot of close to moon areas around these greens, Brian, where guys are liking to use putter and drain it from there. So Dustin certainly has it going on, and all eyes will be on him this weekend.
Kevin, this event is here for the first time at, as we said, in Ridgeland, South Carolina. Normally this week, your travels would have been much closer. The RBC Canadian Open normally is this week. And I know, you know, we wish the best for our friends in Ontario as the golfing has now come back and they're starting to get better back from the pandemic. But normally this is the Canadian Open spot.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the folks in South Carolina, the state of South Carolina, stepped up to take this week that was open on the PGA Tour and created the Palmetto Championship, the Palmetto State. And it's at a very unique place, Brian, the Congaree Golf Club, which was built as a philanthropic effort. The late Bob McNair, owner of the Texans, and Bruce Friedkin, another a friend of his, they built this golf club. They're the only two members, and one posthumously, and the rest are invited ambassadors who there's no dues, but they are, you know, expected to donate a certain amount of money to operate the golf course because they run a five-week camp for kids from all over the world who may not have the means to pursue their passions in golf, but show a talent and passion for it. And they mentor them with this five-week camp. It's a compound, if you will. It's a former rice plantation. There's cabins everywhere. It's very Augusta-like, and it's a very special place. Great golf course, too.
Yeah, and I've been seeing that, again, kind of similar to what we saw at the PGA Championship. No official bunkers, but sandy areas and not much rough either, right? I mean, I guess officially, even on the broadcast, they're not even using the word rough.
Yeah, it's the fairways are very generous. Yeah, there is hardly any rough whatsoever. It's all fairway cut around. I mean, it's a really great look. It's all, you know, sandy-based. It's the closest, they say, Royal Melbourne. It's very similar to that and plays firm and fast. So you can play the ball down. It's a very unique golf course.
Yeah. Kevin, last thing here. Obviously, we'll see if Dustin Johnson can finish it off over the weekend here. I'm sure he'll be a favorite, whether he wins or not, here this weekend going into the U.S. Open next week at Torrey Pines. What's the media buzz been around next week's U.S. Open, and who's your pick for next week?
Well, you know, it's a major venue in Torrey Pines, and, you know, a lot, you know, at Dustin Johnson, he can, you know, pull through this year. I mean, he had such a great finish last year, obviously winning the Masters, and he wins every year. Where it's going to be this week, is it going to be next week? So, you know, a lot of talk about that. My pick is John Rahm. I'm going to go with him feeling good. You know, the unfortunate positive test at Memorial. He plays Torrey Pines well, lives in San Diego, so John Rahm's going to be my pick.
Okay. Kevin, we'll be listening for you on PGA Tour Radio this weekend. Enjoy the final two rounds, and we will chat again soon. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll do, Brad. Thanks, bud.
Good to hear you, Kev.
Kevin Sylvester from the Palmetto Championship at Congaree in South Carolina. Okay, we got about 2 minutes left here at Hickory Stick. How about your U.S. Open pick here, Jeff? What's the storyline for you?
I'm going to go in a whole different direction and go with Brooks Koepka. Yeah, I know he missed the cut this week, but he just seems to turn a switch on for majors, and he seems to be getting fit again.
Yeah. Well, you and Kevin, as always, going out on a limb here. Rahm is the favorite at 8-1, who's Kevin picked, and Koepka, second favorite at 14-1.
There's a reason he's a favorite.
That's right.
He's good.
Yeah, so you guys going chalk here, going out on a limb. Steve Barkowski, what about you? What do you think about next week's U.S. Open?
I'm going to go Jordan Spieth. I think he's very close to where he used to be from a swing standpoint, and I like where he's playing right now, so I'm going to go Jordan Spieth.
All right. Joe Bach from Seneca Hickory Stick, the PGA Pro. We're going to bring him back in here for a quick thought. Joe, what's your pick for next week?
Well, what about Phil? I don't know. He played a lot of golf out that way. They kind of said, you know, maybe he's too old to win another one, but, hey, he did it at the PGA.
That's true.
That would be good TV.
What a great story that would be if he did it again to complete. I mean, that would be the ultimate story. There's so many good stories of if who wins, but if he got it done to complete the Grand Slam.
I thought his quote at the next tournament the next weekend when he shot like seven over, he said, I don't care, I just won the PGA. Yeah. I thought that was great.
He's driving around with it in his car. Yeah, he's all over Twitter with it. Yeah.
Mickelson 50-1. So that would be that would be nice.
Maybe throw $100 down on that, Steve. Yeah, and see what happens.
That's right. Morikawa is playing great. Cantley's playing great. These young guys just continue, I think, to play well. But I'm going to go that it's finally time for Tony Finau. 33-1. I like that.
I like it.
He hits it long. You got to hit it long at Torrey.
Yep.
And he plays West Coast course as well.
He's a West Coast guy.
Yeah. So that's my pick. I'm going Tony Finau. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe, thanks again for having us here. We really appreciate it.
Brian, Jeff, Steve, thank you again for coming out to Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course. It's been an honor to be recognized for what I do out here. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Steve, and I'll be out to play. I'll be calling you soon.
I'm looking forward to you guys.
That's right.
Definitely. Give me a call.
That's right. Joe Bach from Seneca Hickory Stick here. Again, if you're in the Lewiston area or somewhere around Hickory Stick, come on in, say hello to Joe, and play around at a great course. Or if you want to take up the game or lessons or just get involved, you can contact Joe here. Stephen Barkowski, the executive director of the Western PGA. Steve, thanks for setting all this up. Appreciate it.
Gentlemen, absolutely. Always a pleasure to be on here. Happy to be here with Joey Bach. Jeff Metis, you guys, I know you don't get this enough, but I listen every week. What you all do, you, Kevin, and Jeff, for the game of golf around here in Western New York, we appreciate you coming on every morning talking 7 to 8, talking golf, because it gets everyone excited, grows the game of golf, so appreciate all your work in the golf community.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank
Jeff.
You. Thank you.
We're out of time.
We are. Yeah.
Appreciate your work today.
It was a good show today. It was fun.
That's right. Absolutely. Want to thank everybody here again for at Hickory Stick for the warm welcome. Thanks to Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. We'll have the entire show up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com, in just a little bit. I'll also tweet it out as well at BrianWGR. Next week, 2 hours for the U.S. Open. We'll be at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda, one of our home clubs. So you get an extra hour of Jeff next week for the U.S. Open.
Aren't they lucky? They are lucky. To get to listen to me more.
That's right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the start of the U.S. Open, and we'll talk to you next Saturday at 7 right here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.